I'm sure there's been many times when you've seen, whether on TV or social media, people being acknowledged for the impact they are making, the good deeds they have done. And it's easy to believe that perhaps they have something more than you do. But in reality, for the most part, people who come to the fore through the work that they do is because they stepped up to a need or opportunity and often chose to serve rather than be served. So I hope you're blessed by today's episode. It's really about being good stewards and how we can serve using platforms, resources, profiles, and networks we have to make a difference in our world today. Are you a health professional facing a crossroads in your career but feeling unsure of which direction to go in or what next steps to take? Are you tired of working hard and not seeing results in terms of career growth? Do you long to build purpose into your work but feel stuck as you don't have a clear focus, are unsure how to package your value, or are uncertain what professional development opportunities you may need to carve out a new career path? Hi, I'm Dr. Diane, boy mom, immigrant, visionary, and career pivot strategist, and I'm here to help you find career clarity, identify and leverage your value, and clarify the steps you need to take so that you can confidently transition into the next phase of your career, scale your professional impact, and find greater fulfillment. If this is music to your ears, pull up a chair and let's chat. But I simply cannot get into the business of my day without spending some quiet time alone in reflection, devotion, and prayer. The other day, I came to the end of the quarterly Our Daily Bread booklet, which I often use in my quiet times, and don't really get to read the supplemental information because I really just focus on the devotion of the day. But what was at the very last page of the booklet caught my eye, and it was an overview of the month of March, for which the theme was stewardship. So today's episode, I really want to read something that inspired me in reading that reflection on stewardship, and it's about how we serve others through our work. And so it's called On Behalf of Others. I recently spent several days with the CEO who, though he manages billions of dollars, found little energy in accumulating profits or plotting acquisitions. Rather, his passion surged when pondering how to employ capital to create good for others, launching high-tech skills in developing countries, urging companies to support their workers, and leveraging influence to illuminate unethical boardrooms. Another friend, a communications director for a research university, recently included me in a group email where she was organizing a long-term plan to gather support in the form of meals, rides, or donations for a high school girl facing chemotherapy treatments. And then another friend, who has a knack for interrogating complexities, delved into the crisis surrounding the alarming death rates of honeybees and the catastrophic implications for our food supply. He passed along practical information about how we, in simple ways, could help the bees, making for a healthier ecosystem for ourselves and our neighbors. Now, in the story, there are three very different people in a variety of locations and seasons of life, and each with vastly distinct skill sets and resources, who offer what they are and whatever assets they have in the service of others. This is precisely how Peter in the Bible challenged us to live, when he said in 1 Peter 4 verse 10, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Isn't that so true and wonderful? Just the thought that you have a unique gift or platform within which you can serve others? And so my challenge to you today is to consider, how can you be a good steward of what God has provided you with? It may be your voice, your gifting, your creative ideas, the platform He's given you in your professional life or even in your personal life. It could be platforms in the sporting world or arts and entertainment outside of your primary work. But that can be a place where you can bring the best of yourself to add value to others and to serve for the good of others. So my parting thoughts today is, whatever you put your mind and your heart to do, let it be on behalf of others. Let your thoughts always be to serve rather than to be served. Not to have the mindset of what's in it for me, but rather what is it that I have to give to make this world a better place. Be blessed. And that's a wrap for today. If you found value in today's episode, do share it with a friend who you think may need to hear this. And if this episode inspired you, would you be so kind as to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review for the show? I'd love to hear how our content is helping you on your professional development journey, and your review will also help others discover and benefit from this podcast. Looking forward to hearing more? Then meet me back here again next time for another episode of Life Beyond Clinical Practice. Goodbye.